directly from the bottle into the pan. So in the Tzad Lahachmir over here, you would say that the Tam Basar in the pan goes into the oil in the Kli, and it becomes Milchus Reflashik. That would be the... that's where this might apply.
Not in the first pour.
Why not the first pour?
There's no hevel.
There has to be something in there for there to be hevel. Alright. I'm not sure. It might depend on Tuesday's over here. Let's wait and see. So, the makor of this whole halacha, this is from a Mordechai, and the Mordechai brings it from a Mishnah in Machshirin. So there are three Mishnahs in a row, and it's kedai to be aware of all of them when you're trying to figure out what's going on over here. This is what I had, part of what I planned to hand out, but I wasn't able to print it out. So the Mishnah, it's Machshirin Parakei, Mishnah Tes. So Mishnah Tes says, Ko hanitzok tahor chutz midvash ad zayofin vatzapachas. Shamay omrim afamikpe. Okay. It says, in general, anything that you pour from a tahor to a tame, so the things in the kli remain tahor. The whatever is left back in the kli is tahor. The Bartanura there says, Ko hanitzok tahor imare mikli tahor lekli tame. Masha be'elyon tahor. If you pour from a kli tahor into a kli tameh, so what's in the upper kli is tahor. The nitzok eino chibor. Nitzok is not a chibor, so it seems that what that means is that when you pour from, when you have liquid pouring from one thing to another, you don't view that entire column of liquid as one unit. You don't view it as one guf. If you would view it as one guf, so then on the bottom it's touching the tameh, and then it would be metameh the entire amud. It would be metameh the entire stream up into the kli. Because we say nitzok eino chibor, so we don't view this column of liquid as one unit. Whatever went into the kli went into the kli, and whatever didn't go into the kli has no shaychus to it. That's l'chor the pshat in nitzok eino chibor. There are other cases where such concepts like that are talked about. Like mitvos, there's a concept of katapchus eino chibor. Right? If you want a shir of memsa and you have a stream of water rolling down a hill, so it's not mitzdarif to 40 sa because katapchus eino chibor. You don't view it, l'chor the word is, you don't view it as one guf.
Sorry, what was tamei tahor referring to here?
It's tumah and tahara. It's referring to pouring tahar liquid from a tahar kli into a tameh kli. Then the Rav says, chutz mehani dechashiv mipnei shesoldim lachareihem kishay kiluach nifsach chozer nisho lamayla. The Mishnah lists certain cases where what's in the upper kli does become tameh, like very thick honey or something like that. And the reason is because when you stop pouring it, whatever was in the air gets pulled back up. It's like attached to the kli. When you turn the kli back up, rather than falling down, it gets pulled back into the kli. So therefore, because it's more connected, so it's viewed as one guf, and there nitzok is a chibor. But in general, by liquids, the rule that you see from this mission is nitzok eino chibor. Then in Mishnah Yud over there it says Hama'ara mecham lecham umetonim letonin umecham letonin tar mitonim lecham tameh. So following the rule of the previous Mishnah, right, it says if you pour a cold liquid into a cold liquid, a hot liquid into a hot liquid, everything's tar. So far so good, nitzok eino chibor. But somehow, if you pour from a cold liquid into a hot liquid, so then it's metame. Masha ve'elyon is tame. Why? Because, so it doesn't say why. It doesn't say why. So the shaila is why. L'chore, yesh lachkor, if the pshad is that somehow in a case of tzonei l'tocham, here we say nitzok, is a chibor for some reason, and the word is that we view that in that case, for some reason, we view the entire column as one thing, and it's metame, because what's touching on the bottom is one guf with what's connected to the kli on top. Somehow, by tzonei tocham, it's a chibor. That's one possibility, which would require some hesber. And another possibility, which is easier to understand, is just to say that in that case, the hevel from the thing on the bottom goes up and actually mixes with the stuff in the kli on top, and it's metame by simply mixing in with it. And then the chiddush is that you're relating to that steam as a significant entity, and you know that's not necessarily always the case.
Cham and cham, there's no steam.
What? So that's part of the question on that mahalach. If you look in the Ad Yehuda, he goes through the whole thing, both studim. That's one of the questions that mahalach, and some people say that that in the case of cham l'tocham, the steam doesn't go up; it only goes up by tzonei l'tocham. But that's hard to understand.
It's not that it needs to be mezia.
So the next Mishnah over there says, Isha Shahayu Yoda, this I really wish you had this all in front of you, that's what I intended, but I can't get to a printer. Isha Shahayu Yodeha Tahoros Magisa Bigadera Tumeya. So a lady is, her hands are tahar and she's stirring a tame pot, but not actually touching the liquid in the pot. Mhiziu Yodeha Tumeos. So if you see like if some moisture forms on her hands, so then her hands become tame from the tame thing in the pot. Hayu yodeh tameos umagisa v'gedera tahora imaziyu yodeh hakedera tamea. And the opposite is also true. If her hands are tame and the tafshil in the pot is tahar, if her hands become wet from the steam, so then her hands are then metame within the pot. So there is a concept that if there ends up being some visible moisture from this steam, then it somehow counts as something to be a conduit for the tumah both ways. Not just, we could understand if the steam from the tummy tafshil touches her hand, that's the tummy of her hand. That's, you know, you don't need any fancy, any lumdas for that. But the Mishnah says the opposite also, that if she's tummy and the tafshil's tahar, and the steam form Zaya on her hands, so then she's metame what's in the pot. So it seems like if there's Zaya involved, we treat the steam as more of a mamushus. I don't want to get into every detail of this, but it may be a factor. Some people bring it in, some think that we've shown them already, bring this Mishnah Yud Aleph as a possible hesber for Mishnah Yud.
So how do you ever, like, have a hot urn over here, you have, like, you put pour down on your coffee with milk in it.
It's a big question.
And then you pour
we'll
down
with
this, your chicken soup in a cup, and the same thing.
Zaya is an inyan by itself, even apart from the Rama mm-hmm. over here. And Einachanami, that it's behedya. There is such a halacha behedya that if Zaya forms, if there is visible Zaya, then it's no Saint Tom. And the urn's been talked about many times. It's there are different studim to be made of, but it's not mamash or davar pashut. L'chatchila, it would definitely be better to avoid doing that to begin with.
Are you seeing it at all?
Pouring it directly onto meat and milk, if you're going to do that for both. But it's not. It's definitely not pashut. That it's usher. There are all kinds as far as the. I mean, it's not the time for it. We'll get into it in Yishe Shem by Simon Kuf Ches, but, you know, the Bach says that steam in an open area is not a problem. There's a tzad that is only a problem if the steam is hot enough to make the spout hot.
And in our case,
by
with the woman,
Michalav, you may have cheshbonos of naf or not. It's not mamish adavar pasha that it's mutter, but every time that it's come out, no one thought it was enough of a problem to do anything about it.
Brisk, they must be.
What? Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so if you look in the Shach and Taz over here, the Taz says, Asher Laros, we kli hu atam v'isrveta aruch t'tata gavar u'mechabro benitzok. He's just quoting Nisr v'hatar aruch, really, which I also have on the sheet whenever I get around and I'm able to print it out, that says that tata gavar u'mechabro benitzok. So somehow, midin tata gavar, because the bottom thing is hot, and it's gover bepoel on the top thing, which is cold, which explains why you need dafka cold into hot. You need a hisgabrus bepoel. So once it's mizgaber on the thing bepoel, so then it turns it into a chibor, mechabro benitzo, is mashma that now becomes a chibor, and you treat it as govechad. I think that's the mashmos of it. If you look in the Mordechai, which is the makor of this halacha, he doesn't say any lashon like this, but the Mordechai, which again I have in the Mar Makomos, immediately previous to this halacha, what he's talking about is the halacha of Tatal Gavar. Just like that's the order here in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the order in the Mordechai. So it's a little bit meduyik that what's happening here is in fact connected to the halacha of Tatal Gavar. How's it connected to Tatal Gavar? So Linyan Tumma, we don't care that it heats it up, right? So they're saying that the vort is that when the thing on the bottom is pulling the thing on top, then it makes it into one unit. You can't say kipshuto that it's just because it heats the thing up and therefore it's in time. First of all, that wouldn't be relevant to Tumma. But second of all, it's specifically in this case, again, if Tzoni Latol Cham. Cham Latol Cham is not a problem. Cham Latol Cham is not a problem. So there's some fancy footwork going on in this Mahalach, and this is how the Isra V'Hatar Aruch learns Behedya. And so what seems to be happening here is that Midin Tata Gavar, again, the bottom thing is being pulled on the top thing. Somehow that makes you view, in this case, therefore you say Nitzok is Chibor. You view that entire column of liquid going into the Kli on top as one guf. And then the question is, so what? Right? So l'inyan tumma, if it's one guf, and you're metame the bottom part, so you're metame the top part, it's one guf. Right? But l'inyan nisr v'heter, everything's talay nos in tam. So l'chora, who cares if it's guf echad or not guf echad? It's just talay whether the tam is carried up or not carried up. Right? So l'chora, you have to say that in Achanami, if it's Mugder, it's Guf Echad, you know, we find in Nosen Tam that different Gufim are Nidonim differently, right? If you have a Davar Mefafeya that goes into a Chaticha, so we say it's Mespashet in the whole Chaticha, but it doesn't go beyond the Chaticha into another Chaticha, certain types of Davar Mefafeya, like milk, an in-between one, right? It goes in the whole Chaticha, but it doesn't go beyond. So there's a significance to Gufin Halacha, and it sounds like we're saying that if Al Pidin, this thing will be Nidon as different Gufin, then we'll say that the Tam doesn't go in the whole thing, Al Pidin. And if it's Nidon as one Guf, then the Tam will go in the whole thing, yeah?
Our argument is like that if Lia goes into something, then you can send it to the Tam. If Mamashis goes in, then you have to be Shishim, you can't send it to the Tam.
I question didn't hear you. We say that like if the tam goes in,
it's like between tam and mamasha.
Yeah.
Mamasha is mechayev shishim, even if it's a failure,
it
can't be sent with tam.
Yeah.
But if it's tam, then
you
can send it with the failure. Right. And you have to be mechayev shishim, even if it's a tam. In other words, it can't be sent with tam because it's considered that
the mamasha is fine. So you're saying on either side you would need tehima. Okay. I mean, I hear. I don't. First of all, you're going with a different side because the Taz doesn't say anything about the Mamashis going up, right?
No, the fact that it's Gufechad, you consider that it was a Tyrovus with Mamashis. And
why should that make you consider a Tyrovus with Mamashis?
Because it's Gufechad. But you said, yeah, here we're talking about Mamashis.
Well, saying it's Gufechad is,
isn't like it was a Tyrovus and you're making it all Gufechad?
I'm saying, before you get into what the Taz is saying, the Pashtus, when you say Nitzok Eino Chibor, is not saying that the thing on the bottom is not one with the thing on top. It's saying the thing on top is not one with itself. That column of liquid going down is not one unit. So I'm saying then if you say that mechabro, so lechor of the word is that it's the bottom thing is being ma'achid, not only is it being ma'achid itself with the top thing, but since it heats up the entire top thing, so it's being ma'achid, you know, the top thing into one thing. Does that have anything to do with whether it's mamashos mixing in or not mamashos mixing in?
If you look at the whole, if you look at what's in the bottom, it must be top.
Yeah.
It's one goof.
Saying it's one goof doesn't mean that the physical stuff of the bottom
one. Goof. You have this here and there.
All right. So you're saying it just Alpidin became like one thing, so then we view it as like mixing the mamashas. So to me, that's even a bigger chiddush than what I'm trying to say. But I hear if you want to, you're saying that really it could be, we don't care physically whether the thing on the bottom mixes into the top thing, but if Alpidin it becomes one thing with the top thing, so then we view it like the mamashas mixed in. Okay, I hear. The only thing is, the only thing is that okay, and then it would come out that even without this chiddush, it would be mutter ayyadei te'ima.
No,
even with it, what?
Okay, I'm saying is the whole.
It would be us or without te'ima. Yeah. I mean, even without this chiddush, you're saying it would be. You would still need te'ima. The chiddush is that te'ima doesn't work, right? But even on the tzad without this halach over there, you still kofan need te'ima. So that's a chiddush. I didn't see anyone say that. But okay, I'm not ruling it out. I'm just saying that's a chiddush that comes out of what you're saying.
Why is it? But it's not one goof.
What? If it's not one goof, then the pashtus says it's just mutter, not that it's mutter all your day to ima.
Yeah,
you're saying it's only mutter all your day to ima.
If it's not one goof, then nothing went in.
Oh, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because nothing did go in. You only consider it to have gone in if you consider it all one goof.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, I hear. Okay, so maybe you could say it differently. You say that it's not the vort that it's considered a guf echad and memela the tam is mispashed in the whole thing. Rather, you say that it's a guf echad and memela al pidin, it is all one thing, and memela tam is the whole thing. Okay. That's also, you know, I think they're both big chidushim. I don't know which is a bigger chidush.
Shaka also?
I'm
sorry, what's the difference?
Right, that you're saying that way you don't even need heat. That would be the chiddush. You don't even need heat. The heat here is only hechetimson to make it into one thing. Once it's one thing, so that's a good question. So then hashaka also in dine mikvos makes it into one thing. So
what's the difference between
here? Sure.
What's the I'm saying here we're bringing over from Tumam, Sam. I'm not sure if it's
how are you saying it differently? I'm
saying that it's just the question is whether this column of liquid is one goof or two goof.
Right.
Or it's a bunch of goof.
Right. I'm
saying it's just the one part of liquid has nothing to do with the other part of liquid. Once it's one thing, then what's happening is just the normal process of nosin tam. The thing on the top is being nosin tam, like any case of tata gavar.
Right, well, how does it go up?
In the same way, anytime two chatichos are touching each other, and you say tatal gavar, so the tam goes from the bottom piece into the top piece. So that's just the same thing happening here.
The kiddush is only there as
one. Isn't there much more distance?
Only to view it as one piece as opposed to a million pieces.
So the tam actually goes up.
Yeah, why not? The same way as any toning the tefillin. If a piece of kosher meat goes on top of a piece of treif meat,
the tam
goes up. So we're just viewing this column of water as a piece. The whole chiddush is to view this column as water as a single chatikha.
And then by filling tefillin also.
Filling tefillin to contain it.
So here's tefillin tefillin theoretically should be aser. The reason it's not is because you never get that chiddush of chibur to begin with. Because it only becomes a chibur because the bottom thing is mashbi on the top thing and that somehow is mechaber. But with that, but otherwise, it's like any other nitzok that's not viewed as one thing. It's each little mashu of liquid is viewed as its own independent entity. What?
It seems like kind of gravity defying, and when there's two pieces, at least that's not going to paint it in the solid piece.
Okay. That may be the chiddush. We'll see if it has anything to do with gravity in Yisrael in a few minutes. The shach lemaisa. The Shach says differently. The Shach says, "Mishum da hevel ola me aner lamaila kemu chachatan And Raya Shavi and Mordechai Perakol Basar, he's just referring to this Raya from the Mishnah, not adding anything to that. So the Shach says the reason is that the Hevel goes from the Nair above. Pashmash Mos of the Shach is that it's not any of this fancy Chibor business, it's the other side of the Chakira, that what's going on over there, Ba'olam Nitzok Eino Chibor. There's no such thing that you view the Nitzok as one thing, and that it's Mechaber, what's on bottom, what's on top. There's no such thing ever in this case either. The Chiddush at Tzonei L'Tol Cham is that the Hevel, in that case alone, for whatever Metziyistic reason, the Hevel goes up into the other thing, mixes in with it, and is Metameid, and then it, of course, follows that it should be Osir as well. Let's keep in mind that the Ramah says B'dievet Ein Lachush, the Isser V'Heter Aruch says that in the Mordechai itself, which is in the core of this whole din, it's mashma that he's only being also L'Chachila, not B'dievet. So that needs some thought also. If you come up with two good Hezber, then you're stuck. Why is he Matzah B'dievet? And if you look in the Yad Yud, again, he's Myrick and all of this, and he kind of raises a question. He says, if like it's a technicality, I can understand, maybe it doesn't really apply to Isser V'Heter as much of B'dievet, but if it's that the Hevel goes up, the Chorot should be us at the end of it. Like, where's the room to be Mako? Also, he brings out that it seems to be this Machlokas, the Shach and the Taz. I think the Yad Yehuda brings it out. I actually saw it, honestly, in the Bar Yashulchan, but I think he's getting it from the Yad Yehuda here. This is really totally on the Rosh and the Rambam over there in the Mishnah. What's really happening here? Is it that the Hevel is going up and being Matame, or is it that in this case we're saying Nitzok is Chibor because the bottom thing is being pulled on the entire top thing? Okay. There's a Chavas Das here that says that we see from here that a liquid is not Chibor. And therefore he says, and the Halacha of Tata Gavar, he says that Tata Gavar only applies when you put a Davar Gush on top of the thing on the bottom. He says, but he says if you pour a liquid over it, I'll just read what he says. Near Dafka B'davar Gush, Kivin Shemachuberhu, Yachal Tata Lavli Abukulo, Aval Davar Lach Lo Mikre Chibor. The Ira Davar Lach Tonin Al Isra Oseach, Eno Nesar Kol Akiluach, Rachmashinoga. So he's saying it has nothing, the Chavis Das says it has nothing to do with the fact that the liquid is being poured. That's why I said we'll get to the gravity question. He says it has nothing to do with the fact that the liquid is being poured. He says really what's happening here is that liquid, maybe he means stop the liquid and that's not in a container. I hope he means that, otherwise it seems hard to fit this into a lot of other things we've seen. But saying a liquid is not a chibor. A liquid, a solid is one unit. A liquid, at least a freestanding liquid, is not a unit. Mimela, if you pour heter, let's say a cold heter onto hot iser, and it just kind of, you know, some of it hits it and then it spreads. So if you can somehow figure out that, or maybe it's a large column, if some of the liquid hit the chaticha and some of it didn't hit the chaticha, the part that didn't hit the chaticha is not nesar. Because the liquid, a liquid in general, a lach, is not viewed as one goof.
He's saying this like with the oven, or he's going with the chef?
No, he's going on a completely different case. He's going on a case where ultimately it's not, you're not talking about whether it's osir or it's still in the kli. You're talking about everything that came out. How do you evaluate it? Do you say that You poured like a whole bunch of liquid onto a hot piece of meat, a whole bunch of milk into a hot piece of meat. Do you say that all of the milk was for sure nesar, or do you say that only the milk that actually hit the meat directly is nesar?
It's not calling on the Taz and Shach.
I don't think so. In other words, according what you mean, according. So let's say we're going with the b'dieved that it's mutter.
Okay, fine.
So here the shaila is, but it all came out of the kli, right? Once it all came out of the kli and landed, do we say the regular dinner tata gavar, and you'll need shishim kneg the entire meat, and all the milk will be asr otherwise, or can you evaluate that some of the milk hit the meat, some of the milk didn't hit? He brings another clearer case of this idea, which is going to come up in Simon Tzadi Beis, in a taz. Someone puts a hot fleshik pot on top of a puddle of milk, right? So there's a little milk that the pot is actually resting on, and then there's the rest of the puddle of milk outside of where the pot is resting on. So, which, when you're being Mishayer, how much you need in the Kedera to be Mevatel that milk, do you need to be Mevatel the milk only that the pot is resting on, or also the rest of the milk that's beyond the pot? So, based on this idea, in this very piece, and over there also in Sadi Bey, the Chavis Da'at says, no, Lach is not a Chibur, and in Mela, any of the milk that's not actually directly under the pot is not Mitzarif to be Oser. If it would be a piece of cheese, and you put the pot on top of it, and it's on top of half of it, so then, it could be, depending on all the tata things, whatever, you know, it could be you'll need shishim keneged that whole piece of cheese. But if it's milk, since it's a liquid, you'll only need shishim keneged the part that it's resting on. We'll see over there in Mir Sashem in Simon Sandi Base that not everyone agrees to this, so I don't understand the tats differently, but I think that's enough for now.